From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Attorney General Eric Holder says he decided to charge the suspect in civilian court in the failed plot to bomb a jet on Christmas Day over Detroit. Holder's remarks about the case are in a letter sent to Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. Holder notes the Bush administration used civilian courts to convict more than 300 people on terror-related charges since 9/11. A Pakistani scientist has been convicted in federal court of trying to kill Americans while she was being held in Afghanistan. Prosecutors said FBI agents and U.S. soldiers were trying to question Afida Siddiqui when she fired a rifle at them. None were injured. She was hurt by return fire. Toyota says it's looking into complaints about braking problems with a new Prius hybrid. This occurs as the Transportation Department is contacting automakers to discuss accelerator linkages, and Toyota recalls millions of vehicles due to acceleration problems. NPR's Paul Brown has more.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the government is investigating both mechanical and possible electronic problems in Toyota throttles. And he says while that's going on, the government will contact other companies.
Given what's happened to Toyota, our people are going to, look at that and consider it and talk to car manufacturers about that. It would just be the common sense thing to do.
LaHood says Toyota didn't really move on its problem until U.S. officials visited the company's headquarters in Japan. He characterized Toyota's North American officials as possibly safety deaf to the issue until the visit. Toyota says it took appropriate action. A House committee has sent Toyota a letter asking the company to clarify its response to problems with sticking accelerators. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Embassy in Pakistan confirms three U.S. service members were killed and two injured in a bombing today in Pakistan's northwest frontier province. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
In a statement, the American embassy said those killed were U.S. military personnel who were in Pakistan to conduct training at the invitation of the Pakistan Frontier Corps. The five Americans were traveling in a convoy when their bulletproof vehicle was struck. The commandant of the Deer Scouts, who was traveling in the convoy, told NPR that a suicide attacker detonated his bomb-laden car as the convoy passed. The area is a militant stronghold, but the Pakistani army has insisted it had been cleared. The embassy said the U.S. personnel were in Lower Deer to attend the inauguration of a school for girls that had been recently renovated with U.S. humanitarian assistance. The deadly explosion occurred near another girls' school and also claimed the lives of three young students. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 17 points at 10,279. The Nasdaq is up a point at 2191. This is NPR. Illinois voters chose party candidates in the state's primary election yesterday. One prize this fall will be the Senate seat, currently held by Roland Burris, and before him, President Barack Obama. In the election yesterday, Republicans tapped Congressman Mark Kirk as their candidate for the Senate election. Democrats chose Alexis Janulius. France has switched its stance and now supports a ban on the global trade in bluefin tuna. Eleanor Beardsley in Paris reports the ban is to come into force within 18 months.
France today joined Italy in supporting a ban. The about-face will no doubt anger French fishermen, but it is a win for environmentalists concerned about the dwindling stocks of the giant fish found mainly in the Mediterranean Sea. Still, environmental group Greenpeace accused France of caving in to the short-term interests of industrial fishing by postponing the ban for the next two fishing seasons. Environmentalists have warned that a prolonged delay to any ban would prove disastrous to bluefin tuna stocks and could lead to the extinction of the species. The European Union has come close to supporting a ban in the past, but Europe's fishing nations blocked such moves. The French announcement comes just weeks ahead of a European decision to put bluefin tuna on the endangered species list. Mediterranean bluefin tuna commands high prices in Japan, where 80% of the catch is exported. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The International Criminal Court will reconsider a genocide charge against Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir. He already faces war crimes charges, as well as accusations of crimes against humanity for his role of the treatment of the presidents of Darfur. They have been murdered, tortured, raped, and forced to flee their home. Sudan does not recognize the ICC. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.